This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hundreds of healthcare policy types gathered in Washington, D.C. today, not as you might reasonably expect to talk about problems with healthcare.gov. There was actually another source of confusion, specifically what it means to be in the hospital. As millions of Medicare patients may soon learn, the answer can be surprising and expensive. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Carol Levine is an advocate with the nonprofit United Hospital Fund and spoke in Washington today. She told the story of a woman on Medicare who went to the ER after a bad fall. Doctors, says Levine, couldn't really tell her if it was safe for the woman to go home, so they kept her for observation.
And she was brought to a regular floor. She was given an x-ray and blood work. When it was mealtime, she was given food.
But even though the woman was in the hospital for two nights, she was never officially admitted. She was considered an outpatient, and outpatients are responsible for costs that inpatients aren't. That includes the cost for rehab after the woman's fall.
They would have billed her as a private patient. It would have cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Keeping patients for observation has more than doubled from 2001 to 2009. Keith Lind is with the AARP.
Medicare recommends that observation be used usually for less than 24 hours, but we found that length of stay exceeding 48 hours had grown by more than 250%.
The hospitals are not doing this to inconvenience patients. They're trying to make things work financially for themselves.
That's Dan Mendelson, the CEO of Avalere Health. Under the Affordable Care Act, hospitals are being slapped with fines for readmissions. But when you don't admit a patient, you can't be penalized. Mendelson says the policy is intended to lower costs and improve care, but what it may do instead is shift the cost to the patient. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.